In this bulletin, politicians return to Canberra as the 47th Parliament sits for the first time tomorrow. Australia's UK blood donor ban scrapped in a move that experts say could add an extra 18,000 people to the country's register. And in sport, Denmark's Jonas Vingegaard seals his Tour de France victory. Good morning, I'm Tina Quinn with SBS News. Politicians are returning to Canberra ahead of the start of the 47th Parliament, which sits for the first time tomorrow. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is pledging to push ahead his agenda with at least 18 pieces of legislation expected to be introduced this week. The new government will have the numbers to pass its legislation through the lower house, but it will need the support of the Greens and members of the biggest ever crossbench when it reaches the Senate. Shortly after touching down at Canberra Airport, Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie told reporters that she expects it will be a busy agenda.
You know what? Any Banking Royal Commission recommendations that haven't been done should be fully implemented. You've got aged care recommendations that need to be fixed. You've got the NDIS, which is off its head, which needs to be fixed as quickly as possible. You've got the ICAC there that needs to be done, and that needs to be implemented as soon as possible. I mean, I think they've got a fair agenda on top of it. I'm sure there's a list of other things that could be done.
A lifetime ban on people who were in the UK during the mad cow disease outbreak from being able to donate blood in Australia will today be lifted. It means that people who lived or travelled in the United Kingdom during the outbreak, which occurred between 1980 and 1996, can now donate blood. Australian Red Cross Lifeblood says that the ban applied to at least 740,000 people. Its removal could add an extra 18,000 to Australia's donor register. Lifeblood's Gemma Falkenmeyer says it's expected the rule change will boost blood stocks by about 58,000 donations a year.
So for anyone who's out there who would like to donate blood today and has been impacted by this rule, quite a few of our donor centres around the country will see some special treats in our centres, such as scones and cups of tea. Our staff are always also dressing up in theme, and we'll be trying to make our donor centres places of celebration because this is such an amazing milestone for Australia and for people who've been impacted by this rule.
Turning overseas now, and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has used a speech at the Arab League in Cairo to accuse the West of forcing his government to begin what they call the special operation in Ukraine. It follows an airstrike on the port of Odessa, which has raised uncertainty over plans to resume shipping Ukrainian grain by sea and safe corridors out of the country's Black Sea ports. The war in Ukraine has had dire effects on the world economy, driving up oil and gas prices to unprecedented levels. But Mr. Lavrov has offered reassurances that Russian grain exporters remain committed to fulfilling their supply obligations.
If the ships are coming to pick additional grain from Ukrainian ports, on the way there, the ships would be inspected to make sure that they don't bring any weapons, which would only be detrimental to the continued conflict.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has kicked off his official campaign for re-election at a party event in the country's capital of Rio de Janeiro. The right-wing leader has 3 months to take back the commanding lead established by his main rival, former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, before the vote in October. Mr. Bolsonaro's nomination comes as he continues to launch attacks on the reliability of the nation's electronic voting system, raising questions about whether he would accept defeat. The president is echoing his 2018 campaign, characterizing the upcoming race as a battle between good and evil, with him as an outsider battling to restore law, order, and conservative values to Brazil.
We have to bring the young leftists to our side, show them the truth, show them what they have to lose with their candidate, where their candidate supported others through South America. Look at the misery that the country is in. Look at Venezuela, that Chavez and Maduro had his support. Look at where Argentina is going, its economy, a country once prosperous, 50% of its population is close to the poverty line.
Turning to sport now, and Denmark's Jonas Vingegaard has won the Tour de France in Paris, while Belgian Jasper Philipsen has powered to victory on the final stage at the Champs-Élysées. Vingegaard effectively sealed the Jumbo-Visma team's victory in Saturday's time trial and has now been shepherded home on the final and mostly ceremonial stage. The 25-year-old Vingegaard became the first Danish rider to win cycling's biggest race since Bjarne Riis in 1996. Philipsen took the final sprint as Australian star Caleb Ewan once again missed out, finishing eighth in the stage. And that's all the latest from the SBS newsroom this morning. I'm Tina Quinn. There'll be more at midday.